Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the Kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Boy, we got a busy one for you. Jeff Van Gundy's going to join us today to talk about the big hire by our Houston Rockets, Ime Udoka, and all the NBA playoff action that we got going on. We've also got a lot of Astros talk. Obviously, we're going to do that. David Duvall is going to join us a little bit later in the show, the former Shell Houston Open champion. He's going to be back in town this week as the Insperity tees it up in the Woodland. So we got a big, big show for you this morning. Aaron Rodgers talk as well. We got all kinds of stuff, but we're going to start with Ime Udoka as the Rockets head coach. This is a good one. This was a guy, too, that you not only did you have to make a decision on who you wanted, but he had to make a decision on who he wanted to coach. And the Rockets won him over, obviously. This is, you know, I don't think, would you think he would go to Detroit or Orlando or one of the Rockets have been in the doldrums for 3 years now, but it doesn't seem like they're a bottom feeder in the NBA. They're still the Houston Rockets, right?
Yeah, they don't have that. I mean, you got to lose for a long time to get that reputation.
Yeah. I mean, James, the Rockets it wasn't have been that a great long ago that they were for years.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that they were winning a lot of.
I mean, it ain't like Orlando. When was the last time Orlando won?
Right, right.
Detroit or, you know, I mean, it's been.
I mean, Sacramento's just getting out of being Sacramento.
Yeah. And if they are, now with the Aaron Fox's finger, we'll see if they are.
Well, but the perception of them is so much better than it once was, though.
Yeah, but that's a smaller community, too. This is a big city. It's Texas. The tax situation.
Well, people love, you know, basketball players love coming to Houston.
Yeah.
It's got a much different feel to it in terms of how
and he'll draw. I mean, it's going to be awfully important. Like we said before, hire the guy before May 16th when you know where that ping pong ball falls, right?
Yeah, you got to. But you know, I don't know that he's not a beggar, so I can't say the phrase, you know, I don't think beggars can't be choosers. But Udoka, I mean, I don't want to say he left, he was disgraced when he left, because we don't really know what happened. It's still under lock and key. We know it was bad enough for the Celtics to get rid of him, despite having, like, usually, if you've got a coach of that nature.
That just took you to the finals.
Yeah, you just say, okay, he's suspended for a month or whatever. They just moved on from him, which was, so I don't know what happened. The Rockets had to have done their homework on it. There's no way, you know, there's no way they're going to have anything come back on them where something gets leaked. I mean, I guess it could, since we've never officially heard what happened. We just know it was an inappropriate relationship. I know from a basketball standpoint, this is probably as exciting as it could be of the coaches mentioned. Kenny Atkinson, I don't think would have brought any juice, but he's a really good coach.
No. This hire has Vogel, Nick Nurse, Atkinson. I don't care what name. Udoka was the best name you could get.
Yeah, he was the best name.
Yeah.
Now it reignites the Jaylen Brown conversation, but that's really independent of Vogel.
Yeah, just who cares?
I mean,
if
independent
Brown doesn't
of
come, he doesn't come.
Udoka, it's independent because there's a lot that has to happen independent of who your head coach is. So that really doesn't matter, but it's going to ignite that conversation now. But Udoka, you get the sense, this guy just came from a winner. I mean, just came from a winner, well, a year removed from a winner, And you get the sense that this is somebody that the players may have immediate respect for.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly important. And so, you know, we'll see. This feels like the right fit, though. Yeah, this feels like a good fit.
The only downside will be, I mean, obviously, one of the first questions is going to be, you know, first of all, they had to be comfortable in the situation. As I understand, they did their due diligence. And, you know, we've been talking here about Udoka for a while now, that he was head in, he and there were a couple other names on it, Vogel and Atkinson, that were at the top of the list. And, you know, behind the scenes, they did their due diligence on this. The only thing that is going to happen that could be possibly negative is if they have to fade, if the details come out of why he was fired and it was salacious, they'll have to fade that at some point.
And there's a chance now. I'm just gonna put some pieces together here. That somebody in Boston, now that he has a job and they might not feel, you know, they feel less guilty about it, might let some stuff go. Like somebody could, with some details, could leak to the media what this is.
Yeah.
And maybe it's been leaked already and people are hanging on to it just either out of fear of lawsuit or out of fear, or maybe just out of moral obligation not to say somebody's personal business, which doesn't really sound like the media. If they have a chance to put your stuff out there, they'll put your stuff out there usually. But I do wonder if he gets the job now, if somebody, or maybe even somebody on the woman's side, whoever this, the, you know, whatever happened, if they are upset that he gets a job, and so they make sure and leak something to somebody. And it might be HuffPost. It may not even be a sports media member. You know what I mean? It may just be somebody that's on the outside. So there is that possibility that could come out there, especially now that he has a job, because it could be now that he has a job, somebody's upset that he has a job
because they don't think
he was punished properly or whatever the case may be.
He sat for a year and now here he is. He's got a job again. We'll see. We'll find out. And you know what, that's the only thing that could be a downside of this. He's a young coach. He's 45 years old. He played in the league. He was a physical guy. He's going to stress physicality. This is something that's important to the organization, that they want somebody. First of all, he is going to be respected, and I have a feeling that guys are going to have to listen, as opposed to the last 3 years of a country club kind of atmosphere. And Rafael Stone, whatever he says, it was a bad atmosphere in that locker room. It was not a place that NBA players are used to. There was no discipline. There was no accountability. There will be accountability now with Ime Udoka, and he is going to bring, I think, you know, this team needs a heavy hand. They need somebody who's going to come in here and say, no, 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 this is how you're going to do it, and this is how you're going to be a pro. So this is going to be, I think this is a huge day for the organization, that they've got the guy that they wanted, despite the way the organization has been looked at nationally. But I mean, it's right. The Rockets have been dismissed these last 3 years. They've been
rightfully so.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. But there was a plan, much like Jim Crane's plan. There was a plan in hand. Let's get out of all of these bad contracts that we've had that Daryl Morey left us with. Let's get all out of this stuff. Let's take our. We're going to take our punches and we're going to lose, and we'll just try to do as much as we can. But now they're going to have the draft picks. There's still the Nets draft picks, which could be good in the future.
Well,
they're
going to have this pick one. Swaps in the future.
Pick swaps. Well, they'll have their picks and pick swaps. And they're going to also have this high pick that they'll have this year, plus all of this cap space. And with a head coach that could draw potential guys. Now, the list of free agents isn't great this year. It's just not great.
But it's good enough to – it's good enough to get some help in here, and well, maybe the right locker room.
I'm of the opinion, don't get a guy just to bring a guy in. Get a guy that's going to help you win a championship, right?
It's a process. You may need to get somebody in who's going to be a good veteran in the locker room too. That may be something too that you need to get. And those guys are going to cost a bunch of money.
Yeah,
I mean that's not a big payout.
No, they got a lot.
Yeah, don't spend $24 million to spend $24 million.
No,
don't do that per year.
No, no. You know, I can't help but think of when the Astros were bad, bad, bad. You know the first big player they signed? You'll remember.
Not Feldman.
Feldman.
Yeah.
He was a $30 million guy. And I was like, what the heck are you doing giving mm-hmm. Bruce Feldman a $30 million?
Scott Feldman. Yeah.
Bruce from the Athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Scott Feldman, $30 million for 3 years. He's not a guy that you, he was just a, he was a journeyman major league pitcher. And yet they had a plan. Let's start to get the engine going on decent players, good players in here, and let's continue to bring our developmental players along. And maybe that's going to be the listen. They don't need any more young guys. This draft pick will be the top three pick, because if they just add another average or decent rookie. It's all they mean. All it means is they're getting younger.
Well, listen, this is a lock of the century. Shingun, Jabari, the pick this year, and Jalen Green are the core of the future. One of those, KPJ, will not be the core of the future. They have a contract that they can, A, get out of anytime they want, and B, trade. But I think the real key is will all of those three guys, Jabari, Jalen Green, and Shingun be on this team?
That's a question.
In the future. And I know it seems like you just, you know, you collect good players and that's that. But I could see a scenario where if it's Wimby, especially if it's Wembanyama, they may try to make a decision about what's best for the – it's not just a collection of players, right? They got to find the right players together. And Ime Udoka is going to be huge at figuring out – who needs to be on the court at the same time? Who needs to be the core? He's seen it. He's been part of it with the Celtics. So I think that's a big, big advantage as somebody who's seen it. Now, you know, he didn't take over a desperate team who was, you know, just didn't have a lot of wins. But we all know that this team has more talent than the win total, because look at some of the teams they beat. And then you look at, you know, Kenyon Martin Jr., who I think could, you know, he might be inside of a mix of a top six players on a roster. He's got that kind of talent, but they got to find the right group that fits together. And I do think one of the first things they're going to do is break up the guard tandem. I think that'll be one of the first things. I think they're going to go find more of a leader at point guard. I think they're going to find some leadership for the locker room, if I had to guess, pretty quickly.
We'll see. I don't know. Listen, Rafael Stone likes KPJ, and we'll
find
out.
Yeah, but I don't. You know, do you get the sense that Rafael Stone will have as much juice as Udoka? I don't.
Well, here's the thing.
Just like Nick Caserio and D'Amico, don't you get the feeling that the last guy in has more juice now because they trust him?
Here's
now?
The deal. I think you're absolutely right. Here's the deal. We love Shingun and want him to be a corner piece. We'll find out whether or not he can play defense, because if he can't, if Ime Udoka can't teach him how to play defense on and switch on the pick, and he can be an actual
get other defenders decent, out there. Why? What, he's the first player that wasn't good on defense in basketball history?
Well, here's the deal, is they want to bring – listen, he's physical, so he is physical. And if he gains a little bit of weight, but him in the middle against some of these centers in the NBA, I don't – it's
well, it ain't going to be Wemby.
No, it certainly ain't going to be Wemby. I don't know. Listen, I do know that there's going to be an emphasis, a bigger emphasis on defense, and that's one of the big reasons, because Udoka is – a much better defensive coach than Steve. I don't know that there's a worse defensive coach than Steven Silas, but a more physical team that is going to play tougher inside. And we'll find out if Shingun is part of that. We'll find out. I don't know.
A new voice may, a new accountability, new voice. All of this is good.
Yep,
all of this is good because guys now have to be accountable to a guy who's been there, done that at a high level in the NBA. And my guess is Tillman will say, hey, all the things that need to be done, do them. You know, defense needs to get better. If they need to be accountable, if you need to instill discipline, he'll give Udoka the freedom to do that.
I think you're not
have them go to Rafael Stone and say, hey, this guy's, you know, harshing our vibes.
Right.
What about the vibes?
No, I think you're dead on. Ime Udoka is going to bring a different mindset to the organization. And he's going to have some stroke, because I think they believe it. They really believe in him. I really believe that he's the guy that can turn around this organization with his.
Oh, yeah. Udoka. You know where Udoka learned? who he was.
Popovich.
Yeah, he's a pop guy.
He was there
guy.
For eight years.
Yeah, he's a pop guy. Yeah. So you think he's just going to let you vibe? Hey, you can vibe after you've got some closeouts taken care of and rotated properly and defended in the fourth quarter and late in the shot clock. You can have all the vibes you want as long as you do that stuff.
Absolutely. He is, he's bringing that pop vibe, and we'll find out whether or not. This is going to be fun. It is going to be a new look, different look with Ime Udoka at the head. So that's good stuff. We have got a lot of stuff to do here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Boy, our boys took it on the chin last night. I'm going to tell you. All this hype around Tampa, well-deserved. We'll talk about it on the other side, but first, you got to talk about Steven.
Yeah, and all the hype around Texas Custom Patios is well-deserved as well. I'm going to put out a picture of the kitchen that he put in for me. It's nothing crazy, but it's, you know, I've got the grill in there with the rotisserie, getting the flat top that's going to get put into the same grill where you can move it in and out. We've got two burners on the side, which I can use for a couple different pots. If I want to make fajitas, for example, I can do refried beans in one. I can do rice in one or whatever I want to do. And then got my refrigerator, the storage units, the trash can, the double trash cans. But you can really do something even more extravagant if you want with your outdoor kitchen. They can do anything that you're looking to do. They can put refrigerator for wine out there. They can build you an area for your mixed drinks and your cocktails. I don't know if you want to keep it out there in this Houston weather and some of the heat necessarily, so you might want to think about that. But they're amazing. Texas Custom Patios is amazing at building outdoor spaces that add value to your home but add value to your life. Isn't that the best thing, to have a more valuable life because you enjoy it more, being able to sit at your island with your friends and watch games and just talk, have your kids out there watching their shows and eating pizza with the neighborhood kids, or inviting people over for Easter or Thanksgiving outside, or even, you know, sometime in the summer you want to do a barbecue out on your outdoor living space. You can do it with Texas Custom Patios. They do swimming pools as well. Just the work that they do is incredible. Go look at it. The before and afters are shocking how quality the work is. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Look, if you're not getting richer every year, then you just backwards hustling. You moving off emotion, I'm strategizing, discussing it. See, I've been on my supplements, fish oils, chlorophyll, mow ties, my hair growing out. Loving it.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 718 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You want to talk about Ime Udoka, or you want to talk about your Astros? You're more than well. You want to talk about Aaron Rodgers? You can do that too. We'll get into that in a little bit. Jeff Van Gundy, David Duvall at 8:15. Jeff Van Gundy at 8:30. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got a lot to do here this morning.
My son Mason asked the guy who created Let Him Cook. My son Mason said, "What are you going to lead with tomorrow, Dad?
Yeah.
Udoka or Aaron Rodgers trade?" And I said, "Udoka,
Astros."
Udoka, no, we can't leave with Astros today.
No, Udoka is a much bigger story here. Who cares about Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets?
Right, exactly.
The Jets are going to suck. It's going to be so great for all you Jets fans out there. And when they don't even make the playoffs. When Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to say. Listen, Aaron Rodgers got to play 65 snaps. He might not get the 65% of their snaps this year. I'm just saying it. I'm just telling you right here and right now.
Yeah, we'll get to that trade, because they ended up giving up. I mean, they gave up a little something for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they gave up something. It was a little bit more than we thought. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a little bit, but we got to get to our Astros are more important than that, too, okay? Mason, Aaron Rodgers falls behind an ass-whooping that the Astros took last night, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? And they did. And I'm finding, although it was a little surprising how few fastballs are Keating threw last night, like 30%.
It must be on the scouting report. It must be in the scouting report that they're a team that hits fastballs.
Well, they hit everything.
Because we know they hit everything, yeah.
Holy crap, this lineup. Randy Arozarena is a pain, all right? He is a pain in the arse, okay? This dude has been wasting Astro pitching
forever,
destroying now for this is going on four years now, right? In that postseason,
20, yeah,
2020 it was, yeah,
20, 21, 22, 22 this
23,
is, yeah, yeah, this yeah. is now 4 years.
It's 4 years of Randy Arozarena being a pain.
Not I mean, this is a legitimate MVP candidate this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a legitimate MVP candidate.
Listen, I don't know who Wandy Franco. This team is low. Paredes, two lows. They got two lows
and
that are
Brandon
pains.
Lowe's not even really hitting right now. Wait till he gets going.
Yandy.
Harold Ramirez?
I mean,
he's got five homers and an 1144 OPS. A Harold Ramirez.
Harold Ramirez is hitting is slugging 710 right now. Slugging
his OPS is 1144. Harold Ramirez is now on his third team in 5 years. He's been with Miami. Here's his OPS numbers headed into this year: 728, 473, 703, 747, 1144. Like what? Harold Ramirez. This is how you end up wasting people because a guy like Harold Ramirez steps up out of nowhere and has a big year.
This is look at this line.
He's the Corey Jalks of Tampa.
Are you sure he's that big? So they got to Bradley early on, and they're up 2-0, and you're like, well, this era of good feeling, this Astro, despite the fact. Okay. I know. Okay, so Dana Brown said that he's for sure going to play against Philadelphia. But the last thing we needed was Yordan not to be here because how deflating is this for this baseball team after the injuries that you sustained this year? Now all of a sudden, Yordan? Are you kidding me? And especially after the weekend that he had in Atlanta, just destroying Braves pitching, beating the Braves basically by himself. And then you're like, all right, I know we're going to see the best team in baseball right now. Let's take our best
and
guy
guess
out
what?
Of the lineup.
It was, for those who haven't heard, he got sent home. It's not a right hand. It's not a left hand, which good. I don't want him to have any hands. It's not the ankle that he twisted and turned. It's a neck this time.
It's a neck. Now, listen, I got a little experience in
this. Here we go. Yeah, I'm the foot and ankle guy. Right, yeah, right. You can be the neck guy.
I've had this, and I went to see a guy named Cesar Longoria right here. He's on the on 610. And I want to tell you, he really worked it out. I had a neck problem for a while, and my golf swing, and it was really bothering me for a while.
So you know what it's like for a neck to bother a swing.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, you're the same, basically, as Yordan.
Basically. He slept wrong. He might have had too many Coors Lights, and he slept wrong on it.
It's not going to be like exactly Picasso, like yours.
Like a Picasso painting like that, when you sleep like that.
Uh-huh.
With the guy with the guitar, and he's like this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's an oddly specific visual, but that,
but
yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, if you fall asleep with a guitar after you've had too many cocktails, then you could have a neck injury. And so I'm feeling like it can't get it worked out here. What's a little surprising is that, there wasn't anybody in Tampa that could possibly help him, so he would be right there just in case, he felt better the next day.
You could get it.
If you work it out.
You can get a deep tissue massage if that's what it is, but maybe they're worried about, hey, let's get an MRI done on this quickly
They don't have any of those in
Tampa either. Well, I don't – can you trust them?
No, I don't – yeah.
Maybe they'll tell him his neck's broken in Tampa.
Put him in some kind of
like my grandma Stevens used to have.
Or a halo thing, yeah.
What, they put the halo on him, yeah. And we're like, oh, my God, is he going to be okay? Like Jay Burson from Ohio State?
Yeah, no.
Back in the day?
Don't put that on.
You've got Yordan in a halo, and then you find out, oh, he slept on it wrong.
Oh, yeah, he just, yeah.
They put him in a halo because he slept. So I can't trust Tampa.
No, I can't. You're probably right about that.
And deep tissue massage. You know, deep tissue massage can help a lot if there's nothing structural, you have one and it helped.
Yeah.
It helped. But if you're in Tampa, what is Tampa home of? Ooh. There's some stuff that goes on there.
That's where Deshaun wants to go to get his massages.
Isn't that where Kraft was?
No, he was in Miami area, I think.
You sure?
I don't think it was Tampa, was it? I think it was, well, Yeah, I don't see. We don't need that Yordan getting that. A Deshaun, a Deshaun massage. We need him getting a regular one where he won't be his neck broken or wear a halo. That's what we need.
Florida woman. I'm trying to see if it was. No, it's Palm Beach. Wait.
Yeah, that's by.
Yeah, Palm Beach owner. I don't know where Palm Beach
is. Palm Beach is by Miami.
Yeah. Okay.
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 So
I'm just worried about Yordan. Like he goes in for a deep tissue massage, and all of a sudden, now we're dealing with Rusty Harden coming out again. You know, I don't need that in my life. Not with Yordan.
Listen, here's the upside. If we do anything against them, if the Astros take care of maybe win a game here, that's a huge, without Yordan, that is a huge moral victory for the organization. And come playoff time. Listen, this team's going to be a pain come playoff time. Now, they're starting like the Yankees did. You remember the Yankees start last year? And then they petered out. At some point, this team is going to peter out because it's one of the greatest teams in baseball history. And it's a Diaz and a Franco and a Rosarena and a Lowe and a Ramirez. I mean, it's not like it's murderer's row. It actually is like murderer's row in that they're the best hitting team, one of the best hitting teams in Major League history. And, oh, by the way, they can pitch too. Bradley wasn't all that great, but then the bullpen came in and shut everything down. They're pitching, they're hitting. They're really, really good. If you can escape this weekend or this week with a win out of one out of three wins.
No, I feel like just one.
Just
I
one. Just want and I one. Think you got there. You'll walk out of there. What?
Then you, I don't know if you walk out of there. That team is raking right now. And Urquidy's got to pitch better. Urquidy's got to pitch better. Now you're going to get a pretty good test. Like, over the next two, we're going to see how your pitching really looks. This is a big series for Tampa to kind of prove to themselves we are them.
Yeah, we are them. So you still got Garcia and Hunter Brown. I fully expect Hunter Brown to get. Do you see the Astros' record in getaway games? Like getaway,
no,
they're out. They're I think, and getaway day. Pretty sure they're like, we got to go. I got to look at it. I don't want to miss because I heard a stat this weekend that was just, I'm like, really? They are outstanding on getaway day. So we'll look. I want to look that up. I don't want to misspeak like I always do. I don't care. But I would rather not misspeak on this one because, yeah, on getaway day, the Astros have been really, really good. They lost to Chicago on that Sunday, but they beat Detroit. They beat Minnesota. They beat Pittsburgh. They lost to Texas. They beat Toronto. They beat Atlanta. They're pretty damn good. Pretty good, damn good on the last game of the series.
When we come back, I want to talk about somebody in the media who needs to be arrested. Arrested. They need to be convicted, and they need to be put away for a long time.
Wow. And maybe they need, if they're going to be arrested, if you're going to get arrested, we got the Morley Law Firm here for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So if.
Although I hope they don't take this case.
This media person, well, yeah, because they could get off because it's the Morley Law Firm. You want your best representation? You got it with the Morley Law Firm. Look, if you're looking for if you have any kind of issue whatsoever with the police, don't try to do this yourself. Let me go in and get interrogated by the police without a lawyer. There's a smart move. No. If you are being investigated, if the police have called you down, if the police have arrested you, do not say anything. No, I want to talk to a lawyer. I need to talk to a lawyer. Even if you didn't do it, talk to a lawyer because you do not want to say anything that could incriminate you. You don't know the law. They do. There's a reason that they want you in there alone. They don't want that Morley Law Firm lawyer in there with you. You need that Morley Law Firm in there. So if you're looking for the best way to handle any kind of criminal situation, if you're looking for any kind of way to handle a civil situation as well, you've got it with the Morley Law Firm. It doesn't matter who wronged you or you wronged and they're suing you, you need the Morley Law Firm. They've seen just about everything. When you go to the website and you see all of the different services and all the experience that they had, it's unbelievable. So get the best representation you can, and especially if you've got an immigration deal. Not all law firms handle immigration. Say habla español, and they will handle your immigration case and hopefully get you to where you need to be. So if you're looking for the best way to do that, make a call Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
Right.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4. Cruising down the street in my 6-4. Pockets full of hundreds, no singles.
My pen way sharper than the sword. Keep it cool on me.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you see this? did you see the kids drawing of us?
Yes, it was the adults. It was the Diego Waltz guy.
I know, but it looks like a little kid drew
it. It does. It's hilarious. Describe it.
Okay, so you're
up. He's the one that said you needed to apologize to Dubon.
It's the worldwide Dubon apology tour.
Yeah, it's coloring.
You're on a ladder falling down.
Yes.
LZ is up there.
And there's
there.
An iPad and
you,
a wallet.
You're saying, you tell him, John, there's an iPad, a wallet, and keys on, you know, falling to the ground or on the ground because you've lost them. Right. I'm below you. I'm below. And it's a river. It says River Oaks. And I've got holding a sign. We want Altuve crossed out, Myers crossed out, Dubon.
Can you say what your shoes are?
Well, it says man. I've got a collar that says Man of the People, but I'm wearing a Prada shirt and Gucci shoes. There's Coors Lights all over the ground.
Right.
Gilbert is in the corner saying, Alexa, where's Wendy? And it. It just is. It's so inaccurate. I don't own a Prada shirt, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
you know, of.
Everything else is pretty much dead on.
Yeah, everything else looks accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
I'm literally falling off of
a ladder.
Yeah, it's a pretty good kids picture.
that's pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
He put some Linville hair on you and.
No, well, it looks like I just, that doesn't look like my hair. That's bad. That's a part that I'm not too crazy about either. All right, so there's somebody in the media that is.
Somebody in the media who needs to be arrested, convicted, and put away for a long time. He is a menace.
Oh,
no. It's not Mina Kimes.
Okay.
No, he is a menace. And that would be one John Boy.
The guy who's trying to sell Astros gear?
John Boy, who single-handedly amplified the tweets of a fake niece, which then had Trevor Bauer say, oh, yeah, I've heard that stuff before, which added to the conspiracy theory, which all has been debunked, which actually, ironically, the guy who's worked hard to debunk it has been Jeff Passan, has debunked a lot of that, probably because I got on a one-hour tweet war or text war with him, private text war, and told him, you guys are just letting cheating stuff go.
Right.
Even though you know that there's cheating stuff go, and you're blaming the Astros for literally things that you're letting other teams do. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, John Boy is single-handedly responsible for ruining Jose Altuve's reputation outside of Houston with fans. Single-handedly responsible for that, despite the fact that this little guy is going to be a Hall of Famer and didn't want to use any of he didn't want to know the pitches coming in. He didn't want to. This has been, it's shown on the investigations of the beating on the trash cans. It's been discussed by teammates, all of that. John Boy, after Yordan's home run the other day, put out in his John Boy store the Who's Your Daddy number 44 shirt with John Boy on the front. The fact that this guy is trying to profit off of Houston Astros stuff should be a punishable offense. He should be arrested immediately. He should be sued by individual Astros for using name and likeness. They should sue him. The Astros should sue him. Astros fans should have a class action lawsuit. Jose Altuve should have a lawsuit for what he did to defame him with his unfounded comments. Any Astros fan who buys anything from John Boy should be summarily dismissed from Astros fandom. You've got to give back your replica rings. If you've ever gone to a game and got a replica ring, one of the 198,000 different rings that they have.
Right. If you were the FBI and you were putting out your most wanted list for egregious Astro haters, who?
Okay, Joe Kelly.
No, I think John Boy's one. He's the most wanted.
Ahead of Joe Kelly,
ahead of Cody Bellinger, ahead of Jeff Passan was one of the leaders, but Keyshawn, just all of the national.
Keyshawn Johnson would be on the list.
He's a serial.
I was on Talking Draft with him, and before we left, he's banging on his microphone and stuff.
Yeah,
he's got a. Oh, I mean, that was accurate. That part he didn't say. Although I think he may have said something about buzzers, but anyway, yeah.
No, but John Boy is public enemy number one.
John Boy,
he's the most wanted.
John Boy single handedly to this day, and John Boy has actually backed off of all that stuff. I think he realizes he made a huge mistake, and I think he realized because he's the one a lot of times will say Jose Altuve didn't do anything. He's fine. He's tried. It's too late, dude.
Yeah, no.
It's too late. Everyone knows that. F Altuve. Why? Because Altuve's the big cheater. Why is that? Well, two reasons. Astros are stupid enough to make Jose Altuve have to come face the media after they got caught cheating like he had anything to do with it. So immediately he would be, you know, known as the face of cheating, which was dumb. But the Astros had him do that, so he took the bullets for that. And then John Boy's stupid buzzer thing with Jose Altuve. Yeah, and now Altuve, forever, people will think of, there will be fans who think of Altuve as cheater, which is... It just irritates me so much because this guy is just a national treasure. He is not just a local treasure. He should be a national treasure. And John Boy ruined his reputation, you know, with some people, for some people. And now he's trying to sell Astros. And he's been doing this. I get this. But this latest one where he has a new Who's Your Daddy shirt, like how do you profit off of a team that you single-handedly – like that's like – Democrats, the Democratic National, the DNC chair selling DeSantis shirts, or the Republican National selling shirts for Joe Biden or Pete Buttigieg or whoever. You would never do that. That's like blood selling Crip merchandise. No. Mm-hmm. No. Low, here's the in the Longhorn store. Look, we have some Sooners gear. No, we're not doing that.
Right, right.
We're not doing that. And you don't get to sell your – nobody should buy this stuff. Nobody ever who's an Astros fan should ever buy this stuff. We have lots of Apollo and Running Game, and the Astros have their own. There's lots of shirts you can buy here. Nobody should ever, ever, ever buy anything. And he should be arrested and put in jail.
Arrested. Arrested and in jail. There it is.
Hold on. FBI, arrest this man. See, I just picked up my phone.
Alexa! Alexis!
Alexis! Yes?
Yeah.
Arrest John Boy.
Buy a John Boy shirt. No!
Yeah. Arrest John Boy. No. I'm currently searching for your result. I cannot do that while
you're
driving.
He's such a slime bag. Every time he's selling Astros gear, of all the people in the world, he would be the last person. If you're an Astro fan, you do not buy anything. And ever. Ever.
If I find out you bought something from John Boy, I'm done with you.
He's got Who's Your Daddy shirts. I mean, stop already, John Boy. Get out of our city. Get out. Keep selling your Yankee gear because no one. Oh, that's true. Is Mike Fiers public enemy number one or John Boy?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
No, Mike Fiers has to be number one.
He's the rat who started it all.
Fiers has to be
number one. The rat is probably, the rat is probably public enemy number one. And then John Boy, okay? But John Boy ain't far behind. 713-780-3776. All right, this Aaron Rodgers trade. We only got a couple of minutes left in this segment before. But let's start with this. Adam Schefter breaks it on NFL Live.
This is a visual thing. This won't work on
but it is so stupid. And Schefter is on there. There's five people in their own windows, right? Laura, Mina, who's the
Swagoo.
the
Marcus Spears.
Marcus Spears, yeah. Dan Orlovsky, and Adam Schefter. And Schefter's, we got a trade. They did the trade. The Jets and Packers have traded. The Packers have traded Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. They're all with their faces. Oh, my God.
It's like a reaction. It's like, just so you know.
They're holding their
faces. If you've ever
seen
YouTube reaction videos, that's what it's like, a live YouTube reaction video. Where every YouTube is like this now, yeah. Like reaction shots. Like, they're like.
Like Home Alone.
Yeah, or like, oh my God. That's what they're all. This is we've known this is coming. It's a matter of just when.
When I heard it yesterday, I went, oh, yeah. It finally went down. Like, this is like one of the most, their reaction is like, it's one of the most surprising things
so
that's ever
thing.
Happened.
It was always going to be a game of chicken where they'd wait as long as possible, and then a deal would get done before the draft. This was never not going to happen because they wanted to make sure that they got picks this year and set something up with an escalator in it.
But you've talked about this before, the acting that is going on ESPN in these, when they have the windows and Stephen A is saying something and whomever is sitting there.
And J.J. Redick or...
And they have to have
Ryan
all...
Clark.
Either they won't even listen to him because
they
they're
slump
like,
in their seat.
They're all disgusted by what he's saying. Or they're surprised, or they're whatever. The acting right now is at an all-time tremendous. I think Emmys are in order here for this one.
Well, so ESPN is just trying to follow, you know, basically it's part of the YouTube methodology. I mean, what they're doing is they're trying, yes, they believe they've gotten good publicity from having Stephen A. Smith slumped over in his seat like he's just been shot because he's so disgusted with something that someone's saying. People love that. They love that stuff. So they have made it a thing. Hey, y'all need to do this. If he says something that you don't like, you can just like, well, isn't that going to be a little disrespectful? No. So what we do, like, just basically shoot the finger and spit at the camera and just, you know, fall to the ground. Like fall to the ground if you can. You're so disgusted with how dumb he is.
I think they're
I'm like, man,
acting lessons are tremendous.
Wild
tremendous.
How ESPN is taking
it. All right,
it.
Let's have our reaction when we come back.
NFL
right
Network would never let the record result. We would never do this fall on the ground stuff.
Again, I watched you yesterday. Zero expression on your face. No smile. You're just, you're in the blue room.
I was smiling.
You were not smiling.
I was doing this.
No.
I'm not supposed to smile when I'm listening to people talk.
No.
I don't smile when you're talking right now.
No, or when you're talking.
Because I'm a real one.
Have a smile on your face.
Because I'm a real one. If you say something that makes me smile, I'll smile. I'm not an actor. I'm not on ESPN.
Be a happier talker. You can talk with a smile on your face.
I wasn't happy about what I was saying about what the Texans might do. Wasn't happy about it.
Oh, okay. Well, we will have our reaction. Oh, no! To the Aaron Rodgers trade.
The city might have a reaction like that when the Texans draft on Thursday.
We'll see. But first, QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics. My reaction video for my wife running again is going to be phenomenal. My reaction video when she's at the Berlin Marathon is going to be something else. She didn't run forever after Boston Marathon. She got through the Boston Marathon. She had qualified for it, then had to take 2 years off because of COVID where she wasn't able to run it. She finally got to run it, but had bone-on-bone knee issue that she discovered while training for the Boston Marathon. And, you know, the knee was kind of starting to get a little locked up. It didn't have as much mobility. Became really, really sore. And I got her to QC Kinetics, and they started working on her. And she went through five different treatments. And you know, depending on what you have, they will do different types of treatments. But the bottom line is she's gained mobility back in her right knee, improved mobility. I mean, bone-on-bone knee condition is pretty serious. And she's gained mobility back. She has gained she's had less pain. She's able to run more now. It's been incredible. And for those of you who have chronic pain because of arthritis, for example, in your hip, your back, your shoulder, your knee, wherever, they can really make a huge difference. It's all natural biological therapies, but they restore and regenerate damaged tissues. And so this is what Major League Baseball players, NFL players, but professional athletes have been using this for quite some time, and it has unbelievable results. So if you're looking to reduce pain without surgery, shots, drugs, downtime, this is the way to go. It frankly is better than those methodologies, and it's available here in Houston. They've got, I believe we're up to four locations now, including the brand new one. in Sugar Land. It's QC Kinetic, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QCKinetics.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I see both sides of stories about this Aaron Rodgers deal. The Jets won. The Packers won. The Packers got more than they thought. You got to give up something. It's got to hurt a little bit, right?
Yep.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers gives you a chance to win the Super Bowl. If they win the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers,
are they a Super Bowl contender? I think they could be.
I think they could
be. They have a really good defense.
That lineup, when you look at now,
they have a flip-flop. They went from 13 to 15, and Green Bay goes from 15 to 13. So they still have a first-round pick. At 15, here are some guys that I think the Jets could look at. Dalton Kincaid.
Tyler Conklin's their tight end right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
so Tyler Conklin
and Uzomah, both of them are pretty good, but I think that Dalton Kincaid, frankly, can add an element. I think Jackson Smith and Jigba could still be in play for them at number 15. There's talk about Smith and Jigba, and here's why. You think, well, they got Garrett Wilson, and they just added Alan Lazard. So?
Yeah.
Smith and Jigba now. You've got Aaron Rodgers. If you're going to get Aaron Rodgers, John,
well,
you might as well make sure he is loaded up with weapons.
And you didn't, and Breece Hall comes back. Didn't get Odell like he wanted you to get Odell. So there's that.
No and Randall Cobb.
You might want to go the exact opposite of the way the Packers have gone about this by getting him no one ever and instead get him everyone so that, you know, man, Aaron Rodgers with weapons like this. It could be fatal for the rest of the AFC.
Yeah, so that's why I think Smith and Jigba is a real possibility for the Jets at 15. Now, they need a tackle, too, because they're not sure about Mekhi Becton's. I mean, he's never healthy. So they could draft Broderick Jones at 15 if he's there from Georgia, a tackle. They could draft – well, they don't need an edge rusher, but I mean, those are two positions, tackle and wide receiver, that I would look at 15. So they're still – or tight end. So they're still in good shape there. Green Bay moves from 15 to 13, which is important because if they want to tackle, they move in front of the
So
Jets.
What was that two-spot – what is that two-spot move worth to the Packers?
Well, they also got a second rounder and then another second.
No, I know. But just that two-spot move. What
for the Packers,
is, what,
okay.
On the chart, what does that mean?
Here's why it's important for them in this draft. So – the Jets are going to be looking at left tackle, and potentially the New England Patriots are looking for wide receiver and edge rusher. The wide receiver, edge rusher, and tackle happen to be three of the Packers' needs. So now they jumped two teams who could draft those positions. So now you may get the choice of those two players ahead of the two teams.
Yeah.
That. So it's let's just say the Green Bay Packers end up wanting a tackle. At 13, they should be able to get Broderick Jones, I would think, the tackle from Georgia, if they want the next replacement for their left tackle, Colorado.
Yeah, he's one of the best in the game. Bakhtiari.
Yeah, David Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I hate when both of us can't remember the
name. Well, right, but I remember.
Then, yeah, David Bakhtiari, or they could look at wide receiver. Now, this would be ironic if they go wide receiver the first time in a bazillion years when Aaron Rodgers isn't there. It'd be very ironic, but I think one of the reasons they didn't go first round is because they so much respect for Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers that, hey, these guys can – they don't have to have first-round receivers to be great. Now with Jordan Love, they may say, okay, we need better players.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We need better wide receivers.
Right, absolutely. So, but what is – okay, on the chart list, what is moving up from 15 to 13 take?
Not much.
Yeah.
But this isn't
– So, yeah. I mean, it was – While it was, oh, they got
like a
fourth
rounder.
People are saying they got two first rounders, but they didn't. They just switched 13 to 15.
Yeah.
So they didn't get two first rounders. They moved up two spots, which could be critical. It could be really, really good, or they might make a mistake. And the Jets get a really good player.
Hold on, they didn't get any first rounders.
Yeah. They got a conditional first rounder next year.
I thought that's a second, and the other one.
No, they got a conditional 2024 if he plays 65% of the snaps. They get a first rounder next year.
Oh, I thought that was 2020. Oh, no. The 2024 draft, not season. Yeah, okay.
Right. Or it could turn into a second rounder if he doesn't play 65% of the snaps. Now, they also got the Jets, the 42nd pick overall, which is the second rounder
for
the Jets.
I wouldn't have given that. Like, to me, if you're going to get a kid, you basically got a first.
Well, basic to me, if you get a
when
first.
When does Aaron Rodgers miss time? Like, not that often.
No, but, is Aaron Rodgers going to be around in 2024? You may have given up your first-round pick next year for a guy who's only going to play 1 year for you. That's a problem.
See, I don't think that's going to be the case, but it is a possibility. He's been so flighty, but maybe he's being flighty because he doesn't like being
he's flighty.
Well, he is flighty, but maybe some of that is he's just kind of over being in Green Bay. You've lived there.
Yeah.
Couldn't that make you stir crazy? I feel like every time you talk about Green Bay, I think of Jack Nicholson and in The Shining, where he's just stuck in this, all the snow coming down. He's starting to go crazy. Maybe Aaron's starting to go crazy.
Yeah, I could see. But he doesn't live there at all. As soon as the season ends, he's packed up and gone.
Right, that's true. But New York is going to be... Now, New York's going to be a different animal for him.
Yep.
This is probably, is it as polar opposite as you can possibly get from Green Bay?
Yeah.
It's literally, from a media standpoint, a lifestyle standpoint, it's literally polar opposite.
Everything.
And he'll either thrive there or hate it there.
Right. I mean, I think he might have been better in Colorado or on the West Coast, but we'll see. We'll find out. But listen, there's the possibility, because he is flighty, the possibility he only plays 1 year.
Yeah.
You gave up next year's first rounder conditionally, next year's first rounder, plus a second rounder this year.
Okay.
That's a pretty big
haul. If you get to
a
Super Bowl, was it worth it? That's the game everyone likes to play. And to me, it's more complicated than people make it seem. People make it seem, yes, it's worth it. Now, if you win a Super Bowl, I don't see how you can't say it's not worth it. I don't typically love it. But the fact is, if you're just honest about it, if you're doing all this stuff to win a Super Bowl and you win one, how can you argue with the Miami Marlins, you know, who did stuff in the past where I'm like, wow, you just – or the Niners, I mean the Rams. The Rams have gutted themselves, but they did it so they could win a Super Bowl, and they won a Super Bowl. I can't complain about that.
No, and listen, they gutted themselves. I don't think the Jets are in that bad a situation because they could – Absolutely. If Aaron Rodgers only plays 1 year, I still think they're just a decent quarterback play away from actually being a playoff team again.
Yeah, John, let me ask
you
a question.
The Rams just disintegrated.
Okay, so who was the offensive rookie of the year?
Garrett Wilson.
Yes, who was going to be the offensive rookie of the year before he got hurt?
Breece Hall.
Who was the defensive rookie of the year?
Was Sauce Gardner.
Three guys who the Jets drafted last year
in
one single draft. And I didn't even mention Jermaine Johnson.
Right.
Those are all Jets draft picks from last year. They're going to be in this for a while. If Mekhi Becton stays healthy at left tackle, which has been a big if, they've got Elijah Vera.
See what happens when you draft well. It just makes me.
Vera Tucker.
What you just said making me sick right now.
Elijah Vera Tucker.
They had both sides that they won Rookie of the Year, and they had a guy who could have.
He was the leader in the clubhouse to win Rookie of the Year.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's one single draft.
It's disgusting when teams do stuff like that.
Yeah, that's one single draft. So the point is, Aaron Rodgers is going into a team that has a chance to have some sustainability as a plus team. I mean, they get Breece Hall back this year. They got a draft pick. You know, they got the number 15 draft pick that they're going to spend. My guess is they'll spend it on offense to help Aaron Rodgers, either at left tackle, at tight end, or at a wide receiver. So when you look at the Jets, like, yeah, Aaron is in a situation where if he likes New York, I could see him staying a minimum 2 years and a maximum of 3 years. That would be 3 years of Aaron Rodgers would be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I personally don't think
if you know when you're giving up the first rounder next year and the second rounder this year, because the other one, actually, they moved up 37 spots from 207 to 170th. That is not a big move, even though there's 37 spots. It's still way back in the draft. Giving up the second rounder and the first rounder is penal. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
I think the Packers did a good job of getting what they could for a guy who's near the end of his career.
Yep.
It's as good as you possibly can.
I didn't think the Jets would give up that much. But you know what? the Jets probably still win. When you get the best player, the Packers have got to fade not having Aaron Rodgers now, and that's a lot of games. Jordan Love better be pretty good. But if I'm them, I might still draft. Is there a chance they draft quarterback on Thursday?
I don't think so, but
why not? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jordan Love's going to be coming to the end of his contract.
Even if it's later. Even if it's
and what if they
or,
what
or,
if they draft a quarterback O'Connell and Jordan Love played? Oh, yeah, that would make more sense. Yeah, that would make more sense.
I'm not
in the first. What if they drafted one at 13, Anthony Richardson, and then Jordan Love had 34 touchdowns and 8 touchdowns.
Well,
and it's the same as the Aaron Rodgers situation.
Yeah, but you got an asset then. If you know what?
Yeah, you do, but you had one in Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers won MVP after that, and they got nothing from Jordan Love. Like, it would end up being a wasted draft pick almost, potentially, at least for the first 3 years.
Yeah.
We're already in year four.
I don't see using the 13th pick, but I could certainly see somebody later in the draft. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when we come back, let's get back on the Houston Rockets. The big story is that we have a head coach here in Houston, and we will hear from Ime Udoka. When he was first hired by the Celtics, he put his philosophy out there, and we're going to hear what his philosophy was when he joined the Celtics. I think you're going to like it quite a bit.
All right, time to talk about prostate issues. Somebody, oh my gosh, it was so unbelievable. We heard yesterday from a listener that's been listening forever, and he tried to talk his dad into not getting prostate surgery, and his dad said, no, I'm going to do this, and his dad's walking around now with a catheter and in pain. Like, it's so unbelievable. My cousin had to get, like, this was a few years ago, he had to get prostate surgery, and it's like, oh my goodness, what a horrible experience. He said he was in, oh my goodness, the unbelievable pain that they put you through. Well, you don't have to go through that. People, all you have to do is go to 975prostate.com. It's not surgery. You don't need surgery for an enlarged prostate. If you're going to the bathroom a bunch, if you can't start and stop, if you're getting up in the middle of the night a bunch, if you think you might have an enlarged prostate, you need right now to go to 975prostate.com because it's just an IV. An IV is all it takes, about 45 minutes. I can't take these people that are going. These doctors should be sued for malpractice for operating on you for an enlarged prostate when all you need is an IV. Go see Doc Manavis now. 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.